13.
In all probability, the radio you're listening to came in a cardboard box that was made from pulp, whose origin was undoubtedly organic, and we all know what that means. It means that even a product that could well be ecologically sound, in that it may be wind-up or even solar-powered, still requires the destruction of timber resources for its packaging and sale. The total forest area destroyed annually surpasses that which is subject to reforestation by a factor of 32. And again, when we're not chopping down living trees, we're digging up fossilized ones in the form of coal and oil, both on land and under the sea. The squandering of fossil fuels was, to an extent, to blame for the 15% rise in the incidence of cancer on a worldwide scale in the 1990s, the remainder being largely attributed to a sudden upsurge in cigarette smoking. And it isn't only man's activities under the sea that continue to give rise to concern. Something like 2,000 species of sea life became the permanent inhabitants of history books and encyclopedias during the 1990s, just because we thought it was a good idea to get rid of something by chucking it into the sea. Air pollution too, particularly in the cities, continues to be a problem. Although air quality in general has got better, on a bad day in London, a pedestrian can inhale pollutants equivalent to smoking a packet of cigarettes a day. Britain is also seeing its beaches gradually washed away. Unusually violent storms, a consequence of global warming, have inflicted erosion damage on 15% of the coastline. And if that's not something to shout about, did you know that UK city councils get about 100,000 noise complaints each year? Not bad for a reserved people.